Good morning, listeners. It's Thursday, 29th July, and welcome to today's Market Ahead, a pre-market podcast from Business Standard. I am Saloni, and here are the top cues that may move the market today. A look at the headlines first. US stocks mixed as US Fed keeps taper timing close to chest. Nestle India Q1 PAT up 11% to Rs. 539 crore, sales up 14%. Tech Mahindra, TVS Motors, PVR to post June quarter numbers today. Tatva Chintan Pharmachem shares to list on bourses, and Rolex Rings IPO subscribed 4 times on day 1 and Glenmark Live 6 times ahead of closing day. Now the news in detail. US Federal Reserve's reassurance that more economic progress is needed to kick off tapering of stimulus helped Asian markets heave a sigh of relief. At a news conference, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said it was not yet time to think about raising interest rates, and that while the Fed has begun discussing plans to taper its bond purchases, the exact timing will depend on incoming data. Following this, US markets ended listless, with S&P 500 flat, Nasdaq up 0.7% and Dow Jones down 0.3%. Although in Asia, Japan's Topix Index, Australia's S&P ASX 200 and South Korea's KOSPI rose 0.3% each. Efforts by China to restore market calm also helped sentiment. State-run media have published articles suggesting the rout is overdone, while analysts have speculated about intervention by government-linked funds, a Bloomberg report said. This pushed Hong Kong's Hang Seng up 1.7%. Apart from the global action, the earnings announcement from key Nifty majors and monthly derivatives expiry would keep the participants busy. Amid this backdrop, SGX Nifty traded down 15 points at 15,691. With two initial public offers running, activity also remains high in the primary market. Rolex Rings IPO was subscribed within hours of opening on Wednesday and closed the trade with 3.84 times subscription. Glenmark Life Sciences was subscribed 5.78 times on the second day of subscription and closes today. Now a look at the stock-specific triggers that are likely to guide the market. Over 90 companies including Tech Mahindra, TVS Motors, Future Retail, Lauris Labs, PVR, Raymond, Stovecraft and Union Bank will announce their quarterly numbers. Brokerages project a 16-23% year-on-year rise in Tech Mahindra's June quarter profit and a 10% jump in revenue on 1% contribution from acquisitions and ramp-up in deals won in prior quarters. Shares of Tatva Chintan Pharmachem will debut on the bourses on Thursday. The second most subscribed IPO of 2021 with 180 times bids is set to double on listing. The grey market premium for the stock surged by Rs. 1,140 to Rs. 1,150 or 105 to 110% over the issue price of Rs. 1,083 ahead of listing. Nestle India reported a 10.7% year-on-year growth in profit after tax for the April-June quarter. Its net sales for the quarter surged by 13.8% year-on-year to Rs. 3,462.4 crore from Rs. 3,042 crore. Happiest Minds Technologies reported a nearly 29% decline in consolidated net profit to Rs. 35.73 crore in the June quarter as against a net profit of Rs. 50.18 crore in the year-ago period. Its revenue, however, grew 41.4% year-on-year at Rs. 331.52 crore. ABB India posted a four-fold jump in its net profit to Rs. 68 crore in the June quarter compared to the year-ago period, mainly due to higher revenues. That's all we have for you here, but for more news on markets, business, politics and sports, stay logged on to businessstandard.com.